time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
It's weird not having Cash here to do this for us.
Yeah, it's super strange. I think we're all waiting.
For the flyover, right?
Yeah. We're waiting for the good morning, wrestling fans.
Good morning, campers. It's 10 a.m.
Oh, there was a flyover, so we're good.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for June 22nd. As you can tell, Cashman is not here, so somehow I finally am in charge. I am Danger Boy.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, it is. Been here for 20 years, and I think it's only like the third time I've been in charge. So,
wow,
and there's a good reason.
The second time was Midtown, completely collapsed. And
yeah.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, that's why we moved studios.
Yes.
So, Cash is on here today. One holiday. It's National Chocolate Eclair Day. It's a good one. Also has one birthday. Former Earthquake, former Golga, John Tenta would have been 56. He died in 2006, though, unfortunately. As always, the Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Culver. Join us July 6th for UFC 239 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. I know I'm going out to this one. We got John Jones, we got women's title Amanda Nunes. We got a good show going. 10 p.m. start time, so get there early. This one's going to be packed. Hosted by us, prizes, drink specials all night long. That's July 6th, Salvatore Saloon and Salvatore's The Garage Door, UFC 239. And because this is where he is today, hey, interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater? Officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join the Rock City Roller Derby. Or you can join the Flower City Fair. They're on Facebook, F-L-O-U-R, not like the flower that we're used to. But, yeah, I'm here. I'm Danger Boy. I am hosting the show today. With me, as always, Double B, Brian Burke.
Good morning.
We got Double E, Eric Eminon.
Hey.
We got a blast from the past, Jay-Z.
Yo, yo, yo.
And we have first-timer here getting a tryout because, you know, we need someone to fill in every once in a while because we lost Danny. We've got Furby.
What's up, guys? Glad to be here. Nice and fuzzy as always.
Furby.
He is Furby.
He's acquired language.
No, that's what the B. He's not a furry. He's Furby, right?
Correct.
We want to be clear about that.
Yes.
Best looking Furby out there.
Furby, not furry. We're making sure.
Yeah, he is definitely not the best looking furry out there. I can tell you that.
From experience, right, Danger?
Hey, we're all young ones.
Don't knock it.
As you know, we're here to talk about the world of professional wrestling today. It's been kind of a busy week. The best stuff has been happening that's not on WWE Live TV. And we have a pay-per-view tomorrow that no one cares about.
That's very valid.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, actually, it might not actually be a pay-per-view. If no one watches it, does it really happen?
And I mean, is it really a pay-per-view if we've already been subscribed to the network and are afraid to unsubscribe at this point?
That's true. Or watch the old stuff in NXT?
Yeah essentially.
Yep. Yeah, well, I mean, they got the Crockett Cup on the network now.
I know.
From 86, 4 hours of classic NWA wrestling, so. Maybe that's why I'm paying $10 a month to watch the Crockett Cup.
Anyways.
Can't even knock that.
Stomping Grounds is happening, but we did have a title change during the week, off camera. And if you have not seen it yet, you need to go to YouTube, you need to go to WWE.com, you need to check this out. Drake Maverick, who walked away Tuesday with the 24/7 championship and yelled, "I'm getting married," lost the title as he was walking up the aisle after getting married.
I like that he got married with the title belt around his waist.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
R-Truth is a national treasure. I've said this once. I've said it many times. He needs to be protected.
The video was great. You know, Drake's walking up with his wife, walking up the aisle, and all of a sudden he just gets stopped by a referee, rolled up and pinned.
It's literally the hottest thing in wrestling right now.
Doesn't every loss happen with a schoolboy or a small package?
So far in this, yeah. Yes. I love that when Drake Maverick won the title, he put his legs up on the car to get that extra leverage.
Isn't that illegal? Wait a minute.
It's not the ropes?
It's not the ropes.
24/7 rules,
true.
Man.
Okay.
Anything goes.
And yeah, it brings. So. We've seen a lot of stuff, and everybody's, you know, catching on now that 24/7 is actually something worth watching. And as much as the title is ugly, we enjoy the segments. And it came out this week that the reason we enjoy those segments is that a lot of the input actually comes from the wrestlers themselves, that Vince isn't so hands-on with that. So everything you're seeing off of TV, and even a lot of stuff you're seeing on TV, is happening because the wrestler suggested it. The Drake Maverick thing was actually suggested by Drake Maverick.
100% of the segment that happened on Raw, too, literally saved that entire segment, where literally they just show them dressed up ringside, and then everybody storms in.
Yeah.
Like, that saved everything for that. That was a horrible segment up until that point.
Yeah.
It was a mismatch of everything, but... You know, there's our truth to save the day again.
Rodney the Truth. That was I was sitting watching him at a WWE house show, I don't know, 10 years ago, and there's a whole group of people calling him Rodney the Truth.
Yeah.
Rodney the Truth.
Rodney the Truth. That was the same one where I was asked if Edge went to heaven after he got chokeslammed through the ring.
Oh, yes, that was always nice, yes. Oh, WWE.
The other hot segment for WWE that is coming to an end, unfortunately, but maybe fortunately if they don't ruin it this time. The fun Firefly Funhouse, the segments are done.
Oh, the last one was
aired on Monday.
Okay.
He was backstage there, and supposedly the rumor is he's debuting either tomorrow or he's debuting on Monday.
So is he going to debut wearing that weird mask and then come out and take it off to wrestle, or is he going to wrestle in that mask, or... What's the deal? That's my question about this.
My real question is Ramblin' Rabbit's recovery skills.
Yeah, holy
He's
cow.
Been killed twice.
Good for him.
Well, you know.
Good for him.
He did have a sling on his arm this week, though.
Yes.
I mean, when you get hit by a mallet that big.
Yeah.
And then turned into jam.
Delicious jam.
Delicious jam.
Well, I mean, all rabbits look alike, so they could probably just be switching them out.
Is it like goldfish?
Yes.
Like, yeah, like you've had the same goldfish for 30 years, and your parents still haven't told you that you're like...
Wait a minute.
About 45 goldfish in?
They lied to me?
Yeah.
You're lucky it's only 45. It's been 30 years.
Right? 30 years, that's a...
Oh, he never grows either. It's really weird.
It's good for him, though.
He likes to take naps once in a while.
sleeping at the bottom of the tank.
Why is he doing that? It's kind of funny.
He looks tired.
But he wakes up.
It's crazy. I flushed him down the toilet. Next thing I know, he was there the next day.
Yeah. It's craziest thing.
He had to go to the doctor.
It's funniest.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're ruining a lot of little kids today.
We're doing good. Oh, there's no little kids.
Oh, spoiler alert.
If you're a little kid, please call in to prove that there's little kids listening to this.
That's dangerous.
And ask us a question to destroy your view of professional wrestling.
We used to get, when we first started the show 20 plus years ago, The tagline was call in and talk to your favorite wrestler. So every week we would have the same five kids call in and ask to talk to Stone Cold, The Rock.
What?
Yeah.
What? Actually, that was before. That was after, or before he did the what thing, right?
Yeah, this is when he was still like super hot and.
Yeah. When WWE knew how to make stars. Is there anybody on Stomping Grounds that's really a star at this point? I mean. Anybody that you could walk down the street and know that's a professional wrestler.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I guess that's probably about it.
I mean, Seth Rollins.
I don't think he's a star. Honestly, the way they've dealt with Seth Rollins since he's won the title, Seth Rollins is a mid-carder to me right now.
Really?
I don't think he draws anything right now.
See, I think that it's starting to turn around with how he's been acting.
Well, yeah, what he did on Monday, destroying everybody with a tape, that's going to help things.
Yeah, and I think that being able to show his aggression, show his emotions via body language, via being able to speak, you know, like that was huge. And the fact that he's going out there and finding his inner beast, you know, I use that term loosely, but like when you're the guy who has the title and Brock Lesnar's somewhere in the picture, you have to be a beast yourself. So. Yeah. Just slaughtering people with folding chairs seems to be the go-to, and it's working great. Honestly, it's the best I've seen him in the past month.
Well, oh, yeah, it's definitely it's the best he's been since WrestleMania.
Yeah.
The whole thing. It's been great to see him. It was great to see him do something different.
Absolutely.
Than just what he's been doing. Now, one of the weird rumors for the special guest referee, which could tie into the fact that they've been showing him with his real-life girlfriend randomly lately, where they just have those little segments where they look at each other and then walk away.
Yeah.
One of the rumors I heard, and I just heard this morning, Shayna Baszler.
Really?
And leading to something with her and Becky Lynch after Stomping Grounds.
Is that because Shayna Baszler looks like the male version of Baron Corbin, or the female version of Baron Corbin?
Oh, I can't unsee that now.
No, there's nothing wrong. I mean, Shayna, I'm sure, is a very nice person, but she looks like the female version of Baron Corbin when he was, you know, in NXT and before the shine came off him and he was, you know, sort of interesting and intriguing. Now he's completely lost me and causes the ratings to drop every time he's on TV. But
the sad thing is I still want him to win the belt.
Oh, God.
Yep. Anything to keep Shane McMahon off of television would be great right now, though.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
I know. But I'm just so over it.
When is Shane going to win the title? That's the question.
Oh, it's going to happen
soon.
I'm
guessing, what's the next one? There's another pay-per-view before SummerSlam.
Okay.
And I'm guessing he wins it before SummerSlam, so Roman Reigns takes it from him at SummerSlam.
Is Shane winning the title worse than Vince Russo winning the WCW title, or better?
I say worse.
I'm going better only because their positioning. Shane has not lost on TV or pay-per-view since May. Or since March, sorry.
Okay.
Since March. He hasn't lost since March. And they're actually positioning him as almost a competent wrestler, even though we all know better.
What does that say about WWE when their biggest, strongest character on TV is the son of Vince McMahon and is 50 years old, and he just blinks wrong and he sweats?
Yeah.
What does that say about WWE right now?
It's like that, and then, you know, I still hate the fact that he's being called the best in the world. Like, it just irks me to
it's,
no
It's the worst
end.
Kind of heat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have guys like Gulak on the roster who are legitimately super good wrestlers, and you have Shane McMahon being touted as the best wrestler in the world. It just irks me so much.
You have everybody on that roster who's a better wrestler than
Shane
McMahon.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that Baszler, that would be interesting if that happened, though.
Yeah.
It's about time she came up.
Yeah.
It would be something new for Becky Lynch because whatever she's got going on has become stale.
I agree. And it's tough to even watch her on TV now because it feels like the movement of the man was so powerful. I'd say it was up there almost with the Yes Movement. How quickly it grew, how quickly it built steam. And then when you finally got to that point where we got what we wanted, we were like, oh, wait, great, what do we do now? And it fizzled out so fast.
It's almost like they didn't know what else to do with it.
Oh, yeah. WWE not knowing what they're going to do next? Oh, that doesn't happen.
And then you got the feud with Lacey Evans. I've got no... Lacey Evans, I don't mind.
I actually thoroughly enjoy Lacey Evans.
But, like, they lost her this week. They brought her out. They bring her out as a heel character, and then she starts touting her military experience. That's not a heel move.
No, not at all.
No.
It's completely, it's like, oh, which way you're going to go? No, what are you doing? It's kind of like with Alexa Bliss. On Monday, she's been, you know, face-ish. On Tuesday, she's a heel.
Mm-hmm.
It's, what are you doing? And it's the lack of long-term planning and the lack of actual thought put into some of these promos and all that stuff is just disheartening, to say the least. Especially when you see people go out, and then you see these guys have their own segments. You see the Bray Wyatt stuff where he gets to do his own stuff. And it's fantastic. You see Drake Maverick coming up with these ideas, and no one even thinks of him as a creative genius, and he's coming up with this stuff like, hey, why don't I get pinned at my wedding and we can film it?
I want to know how he pitched that to his bride-to-be.
She's an indie wrestler.
Oh, okay, so she's
Listen,
all for it.
This is what brings in paychecks.
Yes, and I wonder if Vince probably wrote a check for that wedding. So I'm sure that they made more than enough to make that worth it.
Oh. Is the Godfather here?
Ooh, oh. Ooh. Wait a minute, there are children in the room.
Yeah, cover their eyes because this could get interesting. We do have to go to break, though. If you want to join our conversation, talk about what you think about Stomping Grounds, maybe talk about something other than WWE wrestling, give us a call, 222-1280. You're listening to The Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I'm Kevin Van Allen, and let me tell you why I'm running for Livingston County Court Judge. I could tell you about the thousands of cases I've worked on, or I could tell you about being endorsed by law enforcement or that I have the best experience of any candidate running. But instead, I want to tell you that no one will work harder to make sure that our court is the fairest and most respected in the state. I love raising my family here in Livingston County, and I want to ensure that you and your family enjoy it as mine does. Primary day is June 25th. Please give me, Kevin Van Allen, your vote and support.
Paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Van Allen.
Don't let car trouble stand in your way. The pros at Monroe have the maintenance schedule for every vehicle, so they can keep you on schedule. Right now, get a conventional oil change for just $15.99, plus rebates, like buy three Goodyear tires and get the fourth free. Visit MONRO.com.
Do you want your feet to look good and feel great this summer? This is David from the Foot Performance Center. Our foot specialists will fit you with beautiful comfort sandals, many that will accept arch supports. Comfort, fashion, support. That's the Foot Performance Center. See why, for over 27 years, area medical professionals refer their patients to the Foot Performance Center. Visit our store at 3385 Brighton Henrietta Town Line Road or footperformance.com.
The Apartment Internet.
A realm of cyberspace where you can find a new place to be any of the limitless pet-loving yous you so choose. Like the you who wants felines in your here and...
Meow.
Or the you who has an affinity for a more fetching species.
Good boy.
Or the you who yearns for a life full of porpoise. Become your best animal-loving self with limitless listings on Apartments.com. Change your apartment. Change the world.
Palmer's Direct to You Market, the home of certified Angus beef, the absolute best beef you can get. Burgers, steaks, beef tenderloin, roasts, all of it certified Angus beef. You will notice the taste difference with certified Angus beef. Plus, you can have lunch there or get dinner to go Tuesday through Saturday. Certified Angus beef, fresh seafood, Palmer's. They also make it easy with home delivery. Call them for details. Family owned, outstanding customer service. Palmer's Direct to You Market, 900 Jefferson Road, Henrietta. PalmersDirectToYou.com.
And we're back. Pain Clinic. And you will not hear this music anytime soon, W.
Oh. You won't hear it at AEW either.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
See,
I really don't.
See, I was thinking about it, about driving in. You know, you got, they're very close. The guys who run AEW are close with Colt. And Colt and Punk had a huge falling out. Now, and would Punk be a draw? I think he would be. I don't know.
You got to remember, Cabana's not wrestling right now. He just got hurt.
That's true.
He's got hematoma in his leg.
And their next show is in Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in Chicago. Out. I mean, every
well, that's their next major show.
Their major show, yeah.
They're doing two shows at Fighter Fest and Fight for the Fallen, which are going to be shown live, free, on Bleacher Report, live. So anyone can watch those.
Yes. And if you have a chance, check out some of the Road to Fighter Fest video packages they've been doing. They've been top-notch. You get to know some of the guys that you might not be familiar with. Like, there was a great vignette on Darby Allin to get you to know who he is. I never heard of him
Darby
before.
Allin is, I don't, he's like a human crash test dummy. I've seen Darby Allin do so many things to his body where I'm like, dude, how are you even still alive at this point?
I'm actually scared for him.
I'm scared for him, too.
He does insane stuff. But they humanized him, and then the next one was the Private Party, and they humanized them as well, and kind of talked about.
Private Party's great. Did you get a chance to see him when they were in ESW in Rochester?
No,
they literally had probably one of the best matches I have ever seen live, ever against Cheech and Colin.
Wow!
And it was literally like everybody in the back was just watching it. We're all huddled around the TV watching this thing, and. It was like the perfect storm of everything. Everybody was in the palm of their hand. They're literally one of the best tag teams out there.
That's
today.
Cool. I like how AEW is investing in tag teams. But if you have a chance, check out those Fighter Fest videos. They're really, really good.
Check out the Fighter Fest videos. Check out Stone Cold Steve Austin's podcast this week. First time in 6 months he was back with his podcast. He's going to be running new ones live, or not live, but he's going to be releasing them on Tuesdays again. And Thursdays are going to be classic ones. But his first one back was Tony Khan.
Wow. The whole time I was listening to that, all I could think was, one of us, one of us. He's totally, he's not a money mark as much as he's a guy who loves professional wrestling and the art form of it, but he also knows that he can trust the boys to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And he's surrounded himself with some pretty smart guys, so I'm very, very excited for what he wants to do with professional wrestling. So we'll find out. And he's also – the other thing is, like, he's – it reminds me a lot of ECW in that ECW with money. Because he's like, if you have a gift or if you're talented in some other aspect, I will hire you as part of the – like one of the workers. I'll hire you to do other things so that you can get paid to work for me, for AEW, but not only just for wrestling. So he's doing
that.
And
with that comes benefits.
Yes.
And health insurance and everything that everybody has been talking about wrestlers needing because of the their independent contractor status. He's actually hiring these guys on. That's why you have executive vice presidents. That's why Christopher Daniels is head of talent relations. We found that out in that interview.
Yeah, super smart idea. The guy has connections all over the world. He's been doing this for, what, 30 years almost?
Yeah.
25 years. So I think they're making a lot of smart decisions. I just don't want him to waste money on Punk. I don't think Punk is the guy he was 10 years ago. I saw him do a GTS under a mask, and it was very, very sloppy. And
I mean, you got to remember who he was doing it to and what crowd he was doing it in front of.
Yeah, that's true.
So, once again, it takes two to tango.
I'll give you that, yes.
But, yeah, we keep hearing, I mean, Punk this week straight up said, he goes, why do you guys keep harassing me? He goes, I can't post about baseball, I can't post about hockey without you guys bringing up wrestling. Why do you keep posting about something you hate? And then someone goes, it's called passion for hopefully coming back with what it was. And he goes, no, it's called Stockholm Syndrome.
Did you see there was a tweet that was pinned right towards the top of the thread. And it was somebody who had blacked out a bunch of the tweet. And it says, I'm wrestling for AEW. And they were like, nice subliminal tweeting, Punk.
He is messing with his Twitter followers.
I just don't think he has much of a sense of humor about wrestling, though. That's the thing. I don't think he wants to come back to professional wrestling.
He might not have much of a sense of humor that everyone enjoys anyways.
Yeah.
We don't know him on a personal level. We don't know how he is outside of wrestling.
Well, and can you imagine? I don't think he really wanted to be famous as a wrestler. I mean, you think about
it. He just enjoyed wrestling.
Yeah, he just liked doing it, and then WWE just kind of killed that joy. And you saw that with a guy like Jon Moxley. His reignited passion for professional wrestling came from watching CZW and all these indie feds while he was healing up from an injury at WWE. And I don't think that Punk had that sort of stuff available to him, or he didn't really seek it out when he was, you know, dealing with a staph infection that they gave him, like, Z-Packs for.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I saw a lot of parallels between the two guys, but I just don't see him doing much for AEW other than popping a rating, which they would need, but...
Well, currently they don't need to pop a house because they sold out Double or Nothing in 14 minutes. And if you're looking to go, the secondary market has tickets marked up four times as much as they're worth, or they sold for. So, I mean, they're selling out these shows. The other shows are doing well in tickets. They didn't have exact numbers, but Fighter Fest and Fight for the Fallen... I don't even know if Fight for the Fallen's on sale yet, but Fighter Fest is definitely on sale because it's next weekend.
Yeah.
And it's doing well. And they're, you know, they're doing these shows. They're going to have it free. Everything's going to lead up to that TV.
And once it's on TV, I think we're going to see some of the best wrestling we've seen in the past decade.
Well, they've already said one of the main focuses on TV when it starts is going to be the tag title tournament.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
And they said they've got tag teams lined up that are going to blow the roof off everything. So that's fantastic.
Exhibit A, Private Party.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, so that's something new, pushing tag teams. Wow.
I don't even think it's pushing tag teams. I think it's the aspect of having tag teams that are tag teams and not mishmashes and of people. It's like, oh, we got wrestler A and wrestler B who got beat up by wrestler C. Let's make them a tag team. Yes.
Or then splitting them up after they've established themselves as a tag team.
Or when they called up Ricochet and Aleister Black and decided to put them in a tag team.
They were long-time established tag team, Ricochet and Aleister Black.
It doesn't make any sense.
Aleister Black, who still hasn't fought since the
door's open.
Door's open. I'm
and
looking
there's
for
a guy
fight.
Who could be a star. There's a guy, if they just let him be who he is and don't try to script him, he'll be a star.
I think the only problem with that is it proved with the Saudi show was that he can't be a star everywhere.
Yeah,
and so that's a big thing for the WWE is that you've got all these big guys that are either refusing to go work those shows or they're being requested to be left off of those shows for any specific sort of reasons.
They would have killed Sami Zayn.
Absolutely.
So Yeah, I don't know. WWE just confuses me.
Only 9.5 more years of those shows left.
Right? I can't wait to watch a 75-year-old Undertaker wrestle Goldberg and almost
kill speaking
him.
Of 75, are they going to try to fit that many guys in the ring next time?
Well, it's going to be bigger than WrestleMania again.
Yeah. Well, the next one is right now scheduled for November 1st. And they're running into an issue now because SmackDown is going to be live on Friday nights on Fox. The Saudis refuse to have the show any day but Fridays.
Because that's the one day. I think their weekends are Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Their Sabbath day is Saturday. So Friday makes sense.
So they have to have the show on Fridays. So they're wondering, the first time we're going to run into this issue is going to be November 1st. Are they taping SmackDown, or are they sending a split crew over to the Middle East?
Who are you going to serve, Vince? You're going to serve Saudi Arabia, or who are paying you a lot of money, or Fox, who is paying you a lot
of
money?
Let's see.
Checks don't bounce, cuz.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess we'll figure it out.
Or they could do what one of the rumors was at one point and show like have an NXT event that night.
That would make sense. But then can you imagine showing an NXT event on Fox Sports and then going back to SmackDown?
What are we paying for?
Yeah. Right. Where'd those good guys go?
Yeah, I hope Adam Cole and all those guys are still in NXT at that point.
Or to play Devil's Advocate, they lose a huge chunk of the pot. No one who watches anymore knows who any of those guys are, so they stop watching.
It's true.
We all know people there like that, that they want to see the people they know.
Well, that's what Saudi Arabia is. Why do you think they're asking for The Undertaker when The Undertaker
Hey, can you guys book Yokozuna for this show?
That's some bad news.
I want Yokozuna and the Ultimate Warrior.
Hey, Roman, can you pack on 150 pounds?
wear a diaper?
Wear a diaper to the ring. What about Mr. Fuji? Uh-oh.
Oh, no. This is
really sad. I got bad news for you. Bad News Brown?
You guys are going to want to sit in those really comfy ringside seats and just take a breath for a second. Here's some water. All these guys are dead.
Even Mr. Perfect?
It reminds me of Major League. This guy is dead. We'll cross him off then.
Oh, jeez.
So, to transition a little bit, you guys remember those great WWE made-to-DVD movies that everyone loved?
Oh, like The Chaperone?
Like The Chaperone, Knucklehead.
I will fight you to the death for Over Knucklehead. That was a good movie.
Well, now it looks like WWE is going to be working on stuff with Netflix to come up with a film called The Main Event that's going to have both wrestlers and real actors in it. And it's going to come out next year on Netflix. DVD's a dying thing, so apparently it's going to be the next trend.
Direct to Netflix,
which Netflix does do a whole lot of movies that make some money for them.
I mean, the whole entire Adam Sandler series that they had exclusively for Netflix was amazing.
Now, if it was only Adam Sandler 20 years ago.
Yeah, right?
I'll fight you to the death over Ridiculous 6, okay?
Apparently, we're having a death fight today.
We're 16 floors up. There's less oxygen. I'm a little tired.
What else we got in here for news? Oh, this is one that popped out that I heard Edge and Christian talking about on their podcast this week, and it was kind of weird to me as well, and they thought it was weird. There is going to be a Best WWE Moment ESPY this year at the ESPY Awards.
Really? Really?
Yes. And the nominees are Roman Reigns returning to Raw to announce his leukemia is in remission, Becky Lynch winning both titles at WrestleMania, Kofi Kingston winning his title at WrestleMania, or Ronda Rousey beating Alexa Bliss at SummerSlam.
Kofi, All Out will win that.
I feel like the last one is sort of thrown in there to round out the numbers.
Yeah.
The other ones are really good moments. But yeah, Roman beating cancer, there's really nothing you could do to top that.
I mean, Kofi winning the title at Mania was an absolute movement. There were grown men crying in bars.
Yes. I mean, I screamed like a little schoolgirl. So
that's
nothing
new.
See yourself out. Take a walk.
It's a good thing it wasn't a dome because the roof would have blown off twice at that place, both when Kofi and Becky won the championship.
I think if you want to go with something that's a work, obviously one of those would work. But Roman beating cancer is a shoot, so I'd rather go for that. But
allegedly.
Know.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I am 100% kidding.
Come on. Bro.
AEW and WWE are working together, too.
How do you think they got the big arenas?
The weed
Vince Moneyback, the whole thing.
The weed in Long Island must be really, really good.
All right, guys. It's that time for break again. As always, you can call 222-1280. Get in on this conversation. Please break it up a little bit. Where's our good callers? Where's Mike? Where's, well, I said good callers, so that's not Rick.
I challenge DC Dan Cole to call us.
I do challenge DC, too. You're listening to the Pain Clinic here on Fox Sports 1280.
Every car comes with its share of stories. The luxury package you got after a promotion, or the mileage you saved riding your bike all summer. While you can't put a price on your stories, with TrueCar, you can see exactly how they affect your value when you sell or trade in your car. Just go to TrueCar, enter your license plate, and see your car's value in real time. Answer a few questions, and you'll get a true cash offer in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas.
I'm Kevin Van Allen, and let me tell you why I'm running for Livingston County Court Judge. I could tell you about the thousands of cases I've worked on, or I could tell you about being endorsed by law enforcement or that I have the best experience of any candidate running. But instead, I want to tell you that no one will work harder to make sure that our court is the fairest and most respected in the state. I love raising my family here in Livingston County, and I want to ensure that you and your family enjoy it as mine does. Primary day is June 25th. Please give me, Kevin Van Allen, your vote and support.
Paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Van Allen.
The good thing about Raw for Monday is now when I ever hear the song, I just picture him hitting somebody with a chair.
That's perfect.
Which was great.
We just need a montage of chair shots now.
Yeah.
To that song.
However, he did miss a couple people. He didn't get Matt Hardy.
True.
Who was talking to Baron Corbin. Maybe he, just because he knows Matt Hardy's not going to do it.
Yeah.
Meh, whatever.
Look at that back. You really want to hit that back?
No.
That back's already been hurt a lot.
Matt Hardy had a very subtly awesome moment this week on SmackDown.
Yes. Yeah.
He walked up to Shelton Benjamin and called him Senior Benjamin.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
that was very...
Underused. Definitely underused, that guy.
Very funny.
Actually, for the first time in forever, though, Raw was better than SmackDown.
Which was great.
Yeah. And it's... And you know, we saw the tag team champions in there. They were in the VIP room there with that Roman went and busted up, which was actually a really good segment. That was a good segment with Shane McMahon in it. I'm going to throw that out there. That's the way that stuff should be going.
That's the only one, though. I will give you that.
And that's the only one.
No more. Fight you to the death.
Yeah.
Fight you to the death for that.
And to segue into the revival there, apparently they turned down contract offers again. So they are just dead set on not accepting these $550,000 a year contracts that I would find very hard to turn down.
Breaking news, AEW is signing them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they'll have to wait because wasn't one of them out on injury?
Yeah, it looks like injury. Yeah, it looks like Wilder's going to be done. Wilder's going to have to wait a while, but Dawson would be done around WrestleMania time next year. So it's under a year.
Yeah.
We could probably see them, maybe the third All-In show, they could show up or whatever.
Well, they have weekly TV by that point.
Right.
There,
yeah. So now that we're talking SmackDown, can we talk about how the wild card means nothing now and the brand separations are essentially dead?
What the wild card means is that you see the same people every week, and the guys that haven't been on TV forever are still not on TV, or ladies.
Yeah. But do you think that that's going to do more damage to the, I would say, size of the roster, the potential happiness of the roster? I mean, this is probably why a lot of guys aren't resigning.
Hurting the happiness because people aren't getting their TV time. People aren't getting to do anything. They're working the house shows and not getting any of that that notoriety.
Yeah.
And it hurts their own cause internally because you're not developing anybody.
Absolutely.
You're seeing Roman Reigns on both shows. You're seeing maybe The Miz on both shows. You're seeing Shane McMahon way too much for anybody.
Absolutely.
You're shooting down Drew McIntyre because now he looks like a lackey to Shane McMahon.
Oh, now we're going to have the new 3MB.
And then you've got
Baron, Drew, and...
That was a great part of that whole thing, too, when he beat up Heath Slater. And when they beat up Heath Slater after he gave him a whole bunch of money.
Yeah.
And the Revival's picking it up off the ground.
I feel like the brand separation, though, it did its work, but I think that at this point it's gone.
Well, the reason for that is that Fox wants stars because stars deliver ratings. Yep. Right now, the only stars that they have goes back to, we got Roman Reigns. He's a star. They think Miz is a star because Miz is on a reality show.
And he is a star.
I don't know.
He think so.
Honestly, Miz is one of the most underrated wrestlers in the WWE. And I say that specifically because his in-ring talent, he has the ability to get anyone over.
I can give you that.
And
he can talk.
Yeah, he can talk. He's a great wrestler. He's got a great look, and he has longevity.
But to me, with Miz, he looks like a guy play acting as a wrestler.
That's the whole point, though. He's a movie star. Like that's the whole point.
You know where they lost me on Miz, though? And they've just done this recently. When he does the it kicks.
Yeah.
Oh, they're awful.
Yeah, one, they're awful. And two, Corey Graves is now shooting down the it kicks where he used to say how great they were or whatnot. Yeah, he's shooting him down. He's like, oh, yeah, he just stole this from Daniel Bryan. The exact opposite of what he used to say.
Yeah.
And then Renee's like, oh, give me a break. He didn't steal from Daniel Bryan. No, you can't have your face announcer say something that's blatantly untrue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe Renee's trying to get fired.
She is working those double dates with Dean on the side. Sorry, with Mox on the side.
Mox. Dean Ambrose is dead now. It's all John Moxley now.
John Moxley, who was blocked from working the very first show of the G1 tournament
in Houston. Because he's under contract to AEW, so he can't work the Dallas show.
Yeah, he can't work the shows in the States. It wasn't his block to do singles anyway, so it would have been one of the tag matches. But yeah, and they had to put out a whole statement on the whole thing, which was weird because he was never advertised to be there, but they just wanted to make sure everybody knew.
Yes, they probably designed the blocks around him being unable to work the Dallas show. And I don't know if he probably would have spiked ticket sales, but I'm not sure how the ticket sales are for the Dallas show. For the G1, this is gonna be the best G1 of all time.
I agree.
You look at the field. It's gonna be, and it's really hard to pick who you think's gonna win because there's so many guys on there that could be pushed to that spot. So I don't know. I don't know if they're gonna do Naito because Naito's been saying, you know, hey, I want to be the Intercontinental Champion and the Heavyweight Champion at the same time. I can see that happening, but I don't want to see Naito and Ibushi wrestle each other ever again. after that Dominion match where
I will fight you to the death over that.
Well, that was literally a fight to the death, it felt like, because every time that they dropped Ibushi on his head, I thought it was over. I thought it was done.
Ibushi was trying to get out of that contract he signed already.
That lifetime contract to New Japan. So, yeah. Anyway.
And we also got Kenta coming back for that, too.
Which, that's amazing.
Which is awesome. Hopefully, you know, everything's out and he's healthy and he can go do what he used to do that we never got to see in NXT or WWE.
He did an interview where he said, I'm wrestling as Kenta. I'm not wrestling as stupid Hideo Itami.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's a big deal. He just buried his time.
And he said he had no good memories of being on 205 Live.
Well, he also said, they told us what we can do, or they told us what we can't do. They didn't tell us, to do what we want.
Yeah.
And that's, I think the art of professional wrestling is kind of going out there and getting a feel for the guy you're with, and then figuring out, like, how to put together a match. And for these guys, they're being told by agents, well, you can't do that stuff. Which means, Kenta, you can't do the GTS.
Yeah, that's that one.
Which is wild because when he did it on TV, like,
people exploded.
Yeah,
it was like, whoa, you know, so.
Yeah, it's
it was only his move forever.
There's something to say for agents telling you what you can and can't do if you're working on the under parts of a card and they've got something planned later on. But just go out there, just be like, you can't do the GTS because CM Punk did it. Well, yeah, I invented the move, though. Yeah. No, but CM Punk did it, so you can't do it.
We don't want more CM Punk chants than we already get.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, there's a lot of guys in that. The Dragon, I can't think of his name right now. Not Dragon Lee, but the other guy who had, like, a winning streak and was at the finals with Will Ospreay for the Battle of Super Juniors. That guy's incredible. So this is going to be a good, if you have a chance, pick up New Japan World for a couple months and see what professional wrestling can be, to kind of whet your appetite for AEW here in the States.
And if you really want to have a kick, listen to the Japanese announcers.
Oh, yes. I go around, ask my kids, I start announcing things as a Japanese announcer. So I walk around going, Boku yo kosita! What? Boku yo kosita!
Yeah, you won't understand what they're saying, but they get so excited.
Well, and then they say American words like medicine square good.
Yeah.
Things like that. It's just awesome.
Kenny!
Chris Jericho! Yeah, so anyway, I could do that all day. But
yeah.
I won't.
So we have that tournament coming up. We got the G1, which everybody should check out. We also have one coming up in NXT that came up during the last tapings that seems a little interesting. It's going to be their breakout tournament for people that aren't on TV. And it's a lot of their new signings and stuff like that. You have people like ACH, Shane Strickland, Trevor Lee from TNA, Samuel Shaw from TNA. You got Garza Jr. And it's almost a TNA tournament you're watching.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, isn't the WWE just TNA from like 2008?
A lot. I mean, there is a lot.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
But you got this tournament going on, and from what I was reading in the spoilers, I won't give away anything, but there's some really good matches.
I mean, Swerve versus Trevor Lee essentially is going to be amazing.
I like that they have a pun for DJ Z's new name, Joaquin Wild. They changed Humberto Garza to Angel or Angel Garza. I'm not sure how they're going to pronounce that.
They'll probably say Angel just because that's what they do.
Yeah, of course.
Well, so. I'm sorry. Mauro will say it right, and no one else will.
So which is the worst name they've given people? Like, Dexter Lumis is kind of the dark horse for bad new name for some.
Cameron Grimes is not a good name.
I don't like any of them.
What about?
They're all bad.
Hey, Grimey?
That's true. They can go Frank Grimes on him.
They'll end with him blowing up somewhere. Sorry. There's a Simpsons reference for the kids.
A long, long time ago. Back when it was still funny.
Yeah, that was a long, long time ago. So
we got that tournament coming up. We got NXT, which they've already done tapings mostly all the way to, I think it's all the way to the next NXT TakeOver, which is going to be in Toronto before SummerSlam. And then we got a whole bunch of nothing going on. I mean, we got the greatness of the 24/7 title. We got, the greatness of the Firefly Funhouse. Raw was a step in the right direction. They actually got some viewers back, too. They got some people to actually watch it, even though they're pulling 1.68 ratings.
That's insane.
That
WCW didn't pull those smaller ratings right before Nitro went off the air.
And $1 billion contracts and a 1.68 rating.
Yeah, well, and WCW was worse than WWE is now, but WWE's heading sort of in that direction, especially if they keep pushing Shane. So
there's a lot of times where these shows are just unwatchable.
Yeah, I have my finger on the fast forward button.
I think the biggest thing that Raw has going against it is that 3 hour.
Yeah.
It's too long. And for all the wrestling they want you to watch in a week, plus all of the extras on the network, you're looking at 3 hours for Raw. You're looking at all the time for SmackDown. Then NXT, if you watch that. And then, like I said, all the ride-alongs and all the extras that they put on the network.
And the 3 hours that they do nothing with. I mean, I'm out there, I'm watching it, and all they're doing is talking to me from inside the ring. I'm sorry, I'm a wrestling fan. I want to watch people being thrown around.
Was it 2 weeks ago, the first hour of the show, there was no wrestling at all?
And then the first match was Shane McMahon against Roman Reigns' cousin there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lance.
Lance.
NOI.
Yeah, who's actually a pretty solid wrestler.
Yeah, he's a great wrestler.
But they played him up like a dupe.
But he's fighting the best in the world.
That's
so
true.
What was funny after that happened was New Japan tweeted out, I see there's a lack of wrestling on Monday night, so we got to do a free match every week on New Japan World.
Wow.
But they may have learned something, because this week they had a match 10 minutes in, and it was a fantastic gauntlet match. That's actually the only match I want to see tomorrow is Ricochet versus Joe.
To be fair, that match will be amazing.
Yes.
If they let them be Ricochet and Samoa Joe.
And it's something we haven't really seen on WWE yet.
Yeah, I agree.
Mojo.
Yeah.
So I think it gives a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Something different.
Not only that, though, but you look at the two and you're like, oh, Samoa Joe's going to wreck him. But the fact that he was able to fight Samoa Joe off, just built so much credibility behind Ricochet. And, we already know his wrestling ability.
Yeah.
It's there. Him and Velveteen Dream,
he's
another one who's just fantastic.
Yeah. There's another candidate for best in the world, okay?
All right, guys, we're taking another break. Let's see if it's a little long one like the first one or short one like the second one. You're listening to Pain Clinic here on Fox Sports 1280.
You know, these days, you can find just about anything online. But if you're looking to buy a car, online shopping can be kind of confusing. Not anymore. Introducing True Price from True Car. Now you can know exactly what you'll pay for the car you want, including fees and accessories. And best of all, you'll know if your True Price is competitive because True Car shows you what other people paid for the same car you want. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience.
I'm Kevin Van Allen, and let me tell you why I'm running for Livingston County Court Judge. I could tell you about the thousands of cases I've worked on, or I could tell you about being endorsed by law enforcement or that I have the best experience of any candidate running. But instead, I want to tell you that no one will work harder to make sure that our court is the fairest and most respected in the state. I love raising my family here in Livingston County, and I want to ensure that you and your family enjoy it as mine does. Primary day is June 25th. Please give me, Kevin Van Allen, your vote and support.
Paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Van Allen.
Don't let car trouble stand in your way. The pros at Monroe have the maintenance schedule for every vehicle, so they can keep you on schedule. Right now, get a conventional oil change for just $15.99, plus rebates, like buy three Goodyear tires and get the fourth free. Visit MONRO.com.
The Apartment Internet, a realm of cyberspace, where you can find a new place to be any of the limitless amenity-adoring yous you so choose. Like the you who grows positively ravishing radishes and parsnips in your community's organic urban garden. Or the you who takes next-level naps with voice-activated shades.
Activate sleepy time.
Sleepy time activating.
Become your best convenience-seeking self. With limitless listings on Apartments.com. Change your apartment. Change the world.
On this day, I see clearly.
Well, Ed, bring this back. We are back with the Pain Clinic. Brought to you today, as always, by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us July 6th for UFC 239 at Salvatore Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time, get there early. John Jones is the main event. He is a Rochester native. He then moved to Endicott area and has been all over the place. I think he fights out of Albuquerque now. But he is on the show. He is... I'm sorry, I don't care about the rankings. He's the best pound-for-pound fighter, and I don't care about Daniel Cormier. He's beat him twice.
Yeah, he's also got a 25-foot wingspan, so...
Yeah, it helps.
He could hit somebody across the cage and not even leave where he was standing.
It's the best thing about it. That's why you can get those elbows in. That's normal wingspan for other people.
The most dangerous elbows in all of MMA, I think.
So join us, hosted by us. I know Cashman will be there. I know I plan on being there. Prizes, drink specials all night long. That's July 6th, Salvatore Saloon, Salvatore at the Garage Door, UFC 239. And Rock Solidity Roller Derby, you want to be a skater, you want to officiate, Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join the Rock City Roller Derby. We got one segment left. We got a few minutes here. Is there anything other than Ricochet and Samoa Joe on Stomping Grounds you guys want to see?
Yeah, I want to see the New Day match.
Yeah.
Honestly, New Day, they killed it on Raw. They had such a great match. Like, it was phenomenal. The whole build of the match, the fact that, oh, what's that? The New Day can work as a team? That's insane. They're exploiting the infighting of the heels? Wow. Storytelling. It was the way the whole match turned out. The big clothesline to Zayn at the end. The whole implosion of the other team to put the New Day over was phenomenal. And that had me so hyped for the match moving forward.
So a little aside, and I saw this brought up earlier in the week. Has anyone noticed when Sami Zayn's in a multi-man tag match, he always takes the pin?
Yeah, it's because he's the smallest guy.
He takes the... Like, when there's 2 out of 3 falls match, you know, Sami Zayn's taking that first pin soon.
Yep.
Every single time. But Sami Zayn's... I mean, he doesn't lose anything by taking those pins.
Yeah, no. Not at all.
No, he's still... I mean, he's still Sami Zayn. He's still someone...
You just look at him and you don't want to like him.
I love him. I think because
I love what he does.
He
but
looks like me if I don't eat carbs. I think that's why.
But you know that never-ending pasta at Olive Garden will get you every time.
So yeah, I like my bagels. What are you looking to say?
The only other thing about the show tomorrow that I'm really excited for is Kofi and Dolph, because Dolph Ziggler is a selling machine, and I think that him and Kofi, they have, you know, what it will take to put on a great cage match.
Yeah. I don't know. Dolph's been ruined for me for a few years now.
Really?
I don't know. He's fine, but because of the way they've booked him, he's no longer – I don't see him as – a guy that's
a credible threat.
He's a mid-card guy that kind of got thrown in that spot because I think someone got hurt.
Kevin
right?
Owens wouldn't go to Saudi Arabia.
That's right, because Kevin Owens didn't want to go to Saudi Arabia. They needed to put Kofi with somebody. I think they'll do a serviceable match. I don't care about the cage. I just don't care
the
cage.
Dolph, we know he can do better promos. We've seen him do stand-up. Yes. We know we can do better promos, and they just keep giving them the same one. It should have been me. Let's cut to a video package, and then cut to another video package, and then cut to me saying it should have been me to another video package.
And he might be one of those guys who's just doing what they tell him to do.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he is.
And
collecting
he's
that paycheck.
The check, and he's going to go do stand-up. He's going to do all that stuff until, you know.
You're going to give me how much to come back for, you know, 3 months and... Do the have a couple high profile matches? Okay.
Because I don't think he cares about wrestling anymore. And maybe he doesn't care about wrestling for WWE, but this company just destroys people. It just destroys
kills their
passion.
How much money are you going to give me to destroy my passion?
I know. I'd take that money and
sign
I don't even know
up.
How to wrestle. But you think about that with the writing team and everything else. They used to be they are the brand of wrestling. Everybody knows, but it's not something that even wrestling fans enjoy watching anymore. We hate watch it. So what's the point at this? Is wrestling dead in the United States?
I don't think it's dead. I think we're feeding into it like anybody who has an addiction. We keep going back, no matter how bad it makes us feel.
Yeah.
So
what's the phrase? The night is darkest before the dawn.
Yeah.
Well, just remember, a lot of people have said this wrestling now has the feel of 1995 WWE.
Yep.
That makes sense.
What happened shortly thereafter?
Give me my Attitude Era back.
Yeah.
I don't even hear about the Attitude Era. I mean, that started with the NWO and just boomed. And that all... Well, I started watching ECW at 2 o'clock in the morning when I was 13 years old.
Until I get to watch Rey Mysterio get yeeted into the side of a production truck, I don't want to care about wrestling anymore.
That was one of my single greatest moments ever in wrestling.
Well, yeah.
He threw him like a dart!
Yeah.
I think that's this generation. I think that would be like a Leo Rush getting thrown into the.
No, they'd cheer that.
Yeah,
and he'd have to be back on TV.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of guys that small.
Drake Maverick.
Yeah, he'd do that too.
Yeah, I think he would. So,
how can anyone hate that guy? That guy's so good.
He's such a sharp dresser.
I just saw a picture earlier on Twitter of him with Matt Hardy, Jeremy Borash, and EC3 taking pictures from the wedding. So he wasn't chasing the title all night, even though he did run off after it.
Well, you know, it's the wedding night. You don't want to worry about that. It's not the wrestling you worry about on the wedding night. Anyway.
Well, it could be wrestling.
Well, anyway, we diverge.
I wish you weren't so awkward, bud.
Well, Cash isn't here. Somebody's got to do it.
Hey.
Yeah, take about 20% off the top there, but.
Oh, jeez. Radio silence.
Well, that's the show.
Yeah.
That was fun. We're
Way
all
to
fired
go, Brian.
Next week. We're all
so,
fired next
so
week.
So how about that Cruiserweight Championship match coming up?
It's terrible how they've just killed the interest in that.
It's sad. But I'm excited to see Drew Gulak on there. He's like I said before in the show, he's an amazing wrestler.
Yeah.
And I think that's another one that could possibly surprise a lot of us.
I had a friend suggest, R-Truth is really, really good at what he's doing with the 24/7 title, but if they gave it to a guy like a Drew Gulak to run with the title and make people afraid of being tapped or something being broken and build that into like a real legitimate title that people would be afraid of going after, and it would make the matches mean something.
I agree.
I think it would be incredible, but R-Truth's doing a good job at what he
R-Truth is doing what he can to build a hype behind it because it has that feel of the old hardcore title. You know, it's Al Snow driving the golf cart with the ref through the wall of boxes feel. One of my favorite moments was them getting jumped at the golf course. Like, that was great. And then watching him hold onto the back of the golf cart as Carmella drives away. Like, it's those moments that make it worthwhile. And that's what I think that's what we were all hoping for.
Yeah. And just remember, we rip on Shane McMahon for being 50 years old and sweating and everything like that. R-Truth, I believe, is older.
R-Truth is like 78 years old.
Yeah.
R-Truth has kids in college. So, I mean, he's up there.
Yeah. I think R-Truth is legitimately just about 50 years old.
Danger, I know we're making our way out, but I haven't had a chance to mention this past couple weeks. A friend of the show, ROH superstar Dalton Castle, will be in town July 27th at Minicon at Grease Ridge Mall. Come on down and see him then. We'll give you more details next week.
That's always good. Dalton Castle.
Good guy.
Grew up listening to the show.
Fantastic.
Rochester's own has made a name for himself, has been on the WWE radar previously, and I would not be surprised to see him show up either there or AEW at some point.
And I think you'll hear him on the show. I'm trying to get him in studio that morning before he appears.
All right. So we're right up against it. Cashman's back next week. Hopefully he can do a little bit better job. Until then, we are the Pain Clinic. We are out of here. Fox Sports 1280.
Salvatore's.